Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
97439.
97439. Thank you, sir. Give me 1 second, please. May I ask your name?
Yeah, it's Richard.
And that's R-I-C-H-A-R-D?
Yeah.
And what's your last name?
Wagner.
W-A-G-N-E-R?
Yes, sir.
All right, give me 1 second, please. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Yeah, it's 87735 Highway 101, space D, Florence, Oregon, 97439.
So you got an Oregon address?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Are you familiar with the charges that you're being billed?
Yep, that's why I was calling.
And what are they?
I got a $5 charge that I was okay with on the shipping and handling, but then my card got an $84 charge.
$84, and that's what I'm not seeing. Do you have an email?
Yeah.
Can I get that address?
Yeah, it's 420 Richard Shelley at gmail.com.
Is that Shelley your last name?
No, that's my girlfriend.
Do you think it may be in her name?
No. I got onto some kind of Home Depot survey type shit, and I was paying like $5 for shipping and handling for a Makita drill or some shit.
Gotcha.
And all of a sudden my card got charged $84 plus the $5 shipping and handling.
All right, because I'm running your information, I'm running your zip, your name, and your phone number, and none of it retrieved your account. So I want to be sure that these charges are with us. Can you provide me the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
Yeah, it was 0944.
All right, thank you. Still haven't got you pulled up. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Damn, one of them. All right. Did you get like an order number or a shipping number or a tracking number or anything?
Nope.
You may have to contact your credit card company, Mr. Richard, and see if they can give you a more concrete number who could be billing you, sir.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, Mr. Wagner, I am sorry I couldn't help you, but I thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thanks.
All right, good day.
Bye.
Thank you.